Washington, this is VOA News. Israel targets Gaza sites in response to rocket attacks. British call for international plan to rescue Iraqi refugees from mountaintop. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. The Israeli military says it's carried out airstrikes in the Gaza Strip in response to Palestinian rocket fire hours after a ceasefire was extended. The military said early Thursday it targeted terror sites in Gaza. It said at least three rockets were fired into Israel shortly before a 72-hour ceasefire between Israel and Hamas expired late Wednesday. This comes as Egyptian and Palestinian officials said Hamas agreed to extend the 72-hour truce with Israel for 5 days. Negotiators have been meeting in Cairo in search of a lasting pact between Israel and Hamas to end a month of fighting that's left more than 2,000 people dead. British Prime Minister David Cameron says an international plan is being developed to rescue thousands of Yazidis and other religious minorities who are trapped by Islamic State fighters on a mountaintop in northern Iraq. Mr. Cameron rejected demands by some British lawmakers to intervene militarily in Iraq, but said Britain would play a role in the rescue plan, just as it already has with the United States, in dropping food and water to the refugees. A mass polio immunization campaign is being conducted in war-torn Iraq. That effort is spearheaded by the Ministry of Health, with the support of the World Health Organization and UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. It hopes to reach more than 4 million children under the age of 5. Lisa Schlein reports.
Iraq has been polio-free for nearly 14 years, but the country has lost this status since this crippling disease paralyzed 2 children in March. World Health Organization spokesman Paul Garwood tells VOA this has set alarm bells ringing.
Due to the insecurity and the difficulties in accessing families and children, especially in conflict zones, Iraq has now become very vulnerable to a wider outbreak of this crippling and incurable disease.
United Nations health officials say the children and their families often live in overcrowded, unsanitary facilities, conditions that put them at great risk of contracting infectious diseases. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A Russian aid convoy moving toward rebel-held eastern Ukraine stalled Wednesday in Russian territory north of the Ukraine border city of Luhansk as controversy swirled about its contents and its final destination. Ukraine officials have issued conflicting statements about whether the convoy will be permitted to enter Ukrainian territory, where its troops are battling pro-Russian separatists for control of the border region. After reports of a deal allowing passage for the convoy, Ukraine's interior minister called it a provocation by the cynical aggressor and said it would not be allowed in. Chinese state media accuse the United States of inflaming tensions in the South China Sea. Shannon Van Sant has more.
Both China and the United States have lodged accusations over actions in the South China Sea, which is contested by China and several other Asian nations. China's state-run People's Daily newspaper said the United States was emboldening its Asian neighbors in claims to the waterway, which is rich in natural resources and one of the busiest shipping routes in Asia. The People's Daily, the mouthpiece of the Communist Party, said the U.S. position is making the Philippines confident of winning the South China Sea dispute. The U.S. State Department says it is calling for a de-escalation of tensions and the timely negotiation of a meaningful code of conduct for countries' actions in the South China Sea. Shannon Van Sant, Beijing.
Germany is urging its citizens to leave Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Liberia due to the Ebola outbreak in the West African nations. The government directive for nationals to leave did not apply to medical workers or diplomatic staff. Guinea-Bissau has also announced it's closing its border with Guinea because of fears over the spread of Ebola. The bright lights that welcome people to New York's Broadway Theater District will dim in about 40 minutes from now to pay tribute to American actor-comedian Robin Williams. The marquees of the Great White Way, as Broadway is often called, will go dark for 1 minute at 23:45 Universal Time. Williams performed in a one-man show on Broadway titled Robin Williams Live on Broadway in 2002. Law enforcement authorities say the 63-year-old entertainer committed suicide by hanging himself at his California home this week. He'd been battling depression. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.